Lots of fathers dote on their daughters. Then something happens. The girl's at puberty. Dad suddenly doesn't know if it's okay to hug his daughter or even touch her. Joe Kelly's the author of Dads and Daughters. He says touching between fathers and daughters is still a taboo subject, and it leaves some teenage girls feeling abandoned.
The biggest hurdle we face as fathers of daughters is that we grew up as boys. So we don't know what it's like to enter adolescence as a girl. So there's that. There is what it symbolizes for a girl to emerge into her sexuality. It symbolizes, on the one hand, that she is starting to move away from us, this girl that we've felt this incredible bond with. And that's scary. And it also strikes fear in us because we're aware how vulnerable she is. We're afraid that she's going to be hurt or violated sexually in some way that we can't fix. And so for many of us, we fall into one of two traps. We either run away, kind of the abandonment trap, we pull away emotionally or physically, or we kick into this overprotective mode of trying to screen every boyfriend and being out on the front porch with a shotgun, which undermines our trust in our daughters. So we have to find a third way to do it.
Well, let's talk about those two things a little bit, though. What's going on when the dad decides to pull away? Is it fear?
Yeah, it's a fear of losing her. Plus, I think, and this is really difficult to talk about because it's a really loaded topic, I think there is, for many dads, a fear of being seen as acting sexually with their daughters as she becomes a sexual being. The reason, of course, that that's such a loaded subject is because there is such an appalling amount of sexual abuse in our culture. And part of the harm it inflicts is that it makes every one of us fathers a suspect.
But if a father starts to pull away because he's afraid to be seen as a sexual being, or if he's afraid of actually having
sexual feelings
about his daughter,
yeah,
then the daughter feels abandoned.
Exactly.
Dad's run away.
They're right. And I talked to adult daughters who this has happened to, and they say that at the time they had no idea what was going on. They didn't understand it. Here was their buddy, their hero, and all of a sudden, as soon as I start growing breasts, the door slams. What we need to do is to find ways to keep being affectionate with our daughters. And of course, when I say affectionate, I mean good touch, non-sexual touch.
Right. Okay. So what is good touch or healthy touching? What should you do?
Healthy touch is touch that respects her boundaries, that it does not have any quid pro quo in it, that is not sexual, and that shows and tells, I love you. And shows and tells, I believe in you, and you're important to me. That's what good touch is. And we have to keep doing that. And yes, there is sometimes sexual energy there between a father and a daughter, but we're the grown-up. We have to find healthy, constructive ways to dissipate that energy, and for God's sakes, don't act on it. It's kind of like, the analogy for me is early childhood family education teachers will talk about everybody feels like hitting their kid, but you shouldn't hit your kid. But if you don't talk with somebody else about feeling like hitting your kid, if you don't talk with somebody else about the frustration, then it's more likely that you will hit your kid. You've got to find outlet. You've got to find support. And it's the same thing when there's sexual energy there. You have to be able to dissipate it in a healthy way and talk to other people about it. That's why I think it's so crucial for us to be talking to other fathers.
I want to talk about daughters dating because I think that's another thing fathers have a hard time with.
But
it occurs to me while you're talking that in a way it's a father's responsibility to show what a reasonable male-female relationship can be.
Exactly. To model that not only in our relationship with our own intimate partner, but also in our relationships with other adults around us, men and women. And I think one of the key things when it comes to interacting with our daughter when she begins dating is to trust her. I mean, if we've got good communication and we've built a strong relationship through her childhood, we have trust. And we need to be able to trust her choice of friends.
Oh, come on, though. When she goes out with that boy the first time, it doesn't matter how much you trust her, does it?
Well, you know, I think it does matter. And it's scary. I mean, I'm not saying it's not scary and it's not uncomfortable, but I always say to people, if you're not comfortable with discomfort, don't sign up to be a parent. You know, that's part of the gig. that we have to, you know, if we trust her, then we trust her choice of friends. And going into the overprotective mode, you know, being on the front porch with a shotgun, tells her, I don't trust you. I don't trust that you can stay out of trouble. I don't trust your judgment in picking friends. It also sends a horrible message to our sons. I don't trust that there are any decent guys out there. And it's hard. I mean, we sometimes have to swallow hard, but I think we do have to have the courage to trust her and the courage to try and get to know her friends, including her boyfriends.
Joe Kelly runs the national organization Dads and Daughters, and he's written a book with that title.